Sancio Theo Simon, Codus, 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 the Holy Gospel according to St. John, may addressing thee, O thus all amen.
But thou, with the Holy Spirit, and the Father, O Son, in my name, he who teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you. If you love me, rejoice, because I said, I'm going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And I have told before it comes that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you, abide in me, and I in you.
جي أكتونك أكسوت يمنا إنان روحك القدوس يا رب الذي أسلت وعلى تلاميذك القديسين ورسلك المكرمين في وقت الساعة الثالثة هذا لا تنزعه منا أيها الصالح لكن جدده في أحشائنا قلبا نقيا نخلقه فيه الله وروحا مستقيما جدده في أحشائي لا تطرحني من قدام وجهك وروحك القدوس لا تنزعه مني أيها الرب الذي أسلت روح قدسك على تلاميذك القديسين ونسلك المكرمين في وقت الساعة الثالثة هذا لا تنزعه منا أيها الصالح لكن نسألك أن تجدده في أحشائنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الكلمة روحا مستقيما ومحيا روح النبوة والعفة روح القداسة العدالة والسلطة أيها القادر على كل شيء لأنك أنت وضع نفوسنا يا من يضيء لكل إنسان نات لنا العالم رحمنا
إنك عينك استوسيان استونيون
او تيو تقدم هذا القاد يعدى تروفين وكارس كرايد فروت في نوي في واسك وفرو في غريس تقدم ندي أفوت سلطة انت سيت ودى سيك وفان سلفيشن Blessed be the Lord, our God, who may praise every day, prepares our way. For is the God of our salvation.
أيها الملك السماء المعزي روح الحق الحاضر في كل مكان والملك كل كنز الصالحات ومعطي الحياة لما تفضل يا رب وحل فينا وطهرنا من كل دنس يا الصالح وخلص نفوسنا
سابت ريكيوك أجيب نمو
كما كنت مع تلاميذك يا المخلص وأعطيتهم السلام هلما أيضا كن معنا منحنا سلامك وخلصنا ونجي نفوسنا إذا ما وقفنا في هيكلك المقدس نحسب كأننا قائمون في السماء يا ولدت الإله أنت يا باب السماء افتح لنا باب الرحمة
was born of the Virgin, mercy upon us, Holy God, Holy Mother. The Mother was crucified for our sake of mercy upon us, Holy God, Holy Mother. Arose from the dead and ascended to heaven, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and to the Lord. Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us, Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us, Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us, O Lord, forgive us our sins, O Lord. The secret that people our Father and the Virgin have fallen asleep because of the Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us and make us worthy. Pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. السلام عليك يا سلكت القديس المملوء من العذراء كل حين المسيح الصلاة إنك الحبيب أفضل من خطيانا السلام التي ولدت أن الحقيق المسيح من العذراء القديس الرب عنا سامحنا وفنا من خطيانا دل عذراء مريم من الله القديس شفع الأمين الجس مشفيه شفع فينا من المسيح الذي لم نكيف العذراء الملك الحقي الحقني السلام لفخر جنسنا ولدت لنا من إيل سألك تكونينا شفع المتمنى من ربنا يسوع المسيح يغفر لنا خطايانا.
Holy, 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 a reading from the Gospel according to the teacher, and Matthew, may blessing be with us all. Amen.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. The notion better souls and our souls never be my eyes aware. G. Acton Caxoti, Emon, Nainan, O you, on the sixth day and sixth hour, what? Nail to the cross for the sandwich, our Father. Adam did their companion part, died in the night of our sins, O Christ, our God, and save us. I cry to God, and the Lord hear me. God, hear my prayer, and do not refuse my petition. Be attentive to me, and hear me in the evening, in the morning, middays. I say my word, and He hears my voice, and delivers my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who was near the cross in the sixth hour and killed the sin by the tree, and by you dead, you made alive the dead man whom you created with your own hands, and had died in sin, put to death our pain by your healing and life-giving passion, by the nails which you were nailed. Rescue our minds from the thornness of the earthly deeds and worldly lust, to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. Since we have no favor, nor excuse, nor justification because of our many sins, we throw you implore to him who was born of you, Theotokos, the virgin, for abandoned and acceptable is your intercession with our Savior, O Holy Mother. Do not exclude sinner from your intercession with whom you bore. For he is merciful and able to save us because he suffered for us to deliver us. Let your compassion speedily reach us, for we are exceedingly humbled. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name, O Lord. Deliver us and forgive us our sin for the sake of your holy name.
أحسن فرصة هذا كله المسيح لنا عنده ستة تجر ترتين أن عود الصليب فلهذا كل من تخسر خائل المجد لك يا رب. نسجد للشخص غير الفاسد يا أستاذ الأحتر من مغفرة خطينا يا المسيح لنا لأن ممشيتك سرين تتصعد على الصليب تنجد ذين خلقتنا وتيت العدو نصرخ إليك ونشكرك لأنك من قتل كل فرحا أيا المخلص لما تيت لتعين العالم يا رب المجد لك. ممتلئنا يا موت لنا عذرا نعظمك لأن من قبل سنين منك انهبط الجحيم وبطل الموت أموات كنا فنعدنا وسحقنا حلاء أبدية وننعم في الدوس الأول من أجل هذا المجد شكرا لنعمة المسيح إلهنا.
In Jesus we exalt you, Mother, the true light, and glorify you. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, created heaven and earth, all things in one by Jesus. ننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدهر الآتي. أمين يا حمل الله حامل خطية العالم كله، نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا. أمين.
كيريالاي صون، كيريالاي صون يا رب ورحم.
كيريالاي صون، كيريالاي صون ارحمنا يا الله.
كيريالاي صون، كيريالاي صون اسمعنا وارحمنا. Son, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, ya Rab.
Those which we have committed willingly and those which we have committed unwillingly, those which we have committed knowingly and those which we have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Because worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
مجدًا وإكرامًا إكرامًا ومجدًا للثالوث والأقدس الآب والابن والروح القدس سلامًا وبنيانًا لكنيسة الواحدة الوحيدة المقدسة الجامعة الرسولية. آمين. Remember, O Lord, those who brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
The Lord.
نفران مفيوت مبشيري نم بأمنا ما انتواب نوتي نوات المرعوت إن جاف نوتي ميوت بيوان اسمانوت ان جاب اسمون اغنين سنشيري ان صوت يا كريستوس
Προσευχή στα σίτη.
The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have guarded us, sent us, guarded us, accepted us, you spirit us, supported us, نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرات الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين انزع عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن هذه المائدة المقدسة عن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوات العدو يا سيد الشريك ذاتي وكلمة الأبد الذهب الجلس المسمى القدس أنت والخبز الحي الذي نزل من السماء سبق أنت وعبادك حملا من عيب الحياة العالم سلامة وسلامة
May your servant and minister of this day, the Hegumen, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, may you accept be absolved from the mouth, the old holy dream, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic Apostle Church, from the mouth, the Pope Apostle, from the mouth, the Beholder of God, the Evangelist, Amar, the Apostle and Martyr, the Patriarch, and the Virus, Archer, the Discourse, Senator, the Apostle, the Holy Martyr, the High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, and Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 still in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. And from the mouth of our Honored Father, the High Priest, Baba Ambatawadruz II, and his partner, our Bishop Ambabulus, and from the mouth of our Jesus, self-aware, blessed, full of glory, the Holy Name, the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and unto his virtue, village, Amen.
Yeah. the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For the earth, which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it, and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you, yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
أمين. وتنبأ عن هؤلاء أيضا أخنوخ السابع من آدم قائلا هو ذا قد جاء الرب في ربوات قدسي ليصنع دينونة على الجميع ويعاقب جميع فجارهم على جميع أعمال فجورهم التي فجروا بها وعلى جميع الكلمات الصعبة التي تكلم بها عليها عليه خطاة فجار هؤلاء هم مدمدمون متشكون سالكون بحسب شهواتهم وفهمهم يتكلم بعظائم يحابون بالوجوه من أجل المنفعة وأما أنتم أيها الأحباء فاذكروا الأقوال التي قالها سابقا رسل ربنا يسوع المسيح فإنهم قالوا لكم أنها في الزمان الأخير سيكون قوم مستهزئون سالكين بحسب شهوات فجورهم هؤلاء هم المعتزلون بأنفسهم نفسانيون لا روح لهم وأما أنتم أيها الأحباء فأبنوا أنفسكم على الإيمان على إيمانكم الأقدس مصليين في الروح القدس واحفظوا أنفسكم في محبة الله منتظرين رحمة ربنا يسوع المسيح للحياة الأبدية وارحموا البعض المميزين وخلصوا البعض بالخوف مختطفين من النار موجودين حتى الثوب المدنس من الجسد والقادر أن يحفظكم غير عاثرين ويوقفكم أمام مجده بلا عيب في الابتهاج الإله الحكيم الوحيد مخلصنا له المجد والعظمة والقدر والسلطان الآن وإلى كل الدهور أمين لا تحب العالم والأشياء التي في العالم العالم يمضي شهواته الذي يصنع إرادة الله يدوم إلى الأبد أمين
Yeah. acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, "Indeed, we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priests heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. So one came and told them, saying, "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." The word of the Lord shall go, multiply, be mighty, and confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Today is the 14th day of the blessed month of Hathur. May God begin it with us in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, all our sins and our iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the great Saint Martinus, Bishop of Thrakis in Greece, departed. This saint was an ascetic worshipper who resisted the followers of Arius for a long time, therefore they wanted to slay him. He went to live in a cave nearby the shore of the Mediterranean Sea. When the repute of his virtues spread throughout the land, he was chosen to be the Bishop of Thrakis. He lived an apostolic life, and God had honored him by performing many signs through him. Once, when he was passing by, he saw a person stopping a funeral of a diseased person and preventing his family from burying him. He was claiming that the deceased owed him a big sum of money. The saint entreated him to let the funeral procession go on to bury the deceased, but the man refused. Saint Martinus prayed and entreated God to make the truth known. The dead man rose immediately and rebuked the man who falsely accused him, exposing his lies before those present. Subsequently, the unjust man died, and the man who was raised went back to his home and lived many years. After Saint Martinus had finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. فيها أيضا استشهد الضابط فاروس والأباء الستة النساك بجبل طيبة. كان هذا الضابط قائدا كبيرا في جيش الإمبراطور ديقلديانوس في أوائل القرن الرابع، حيث كان الاضطهاد يتصاعد ضد المسيحيين، وكان الوالي كالسيان يبطش بهم بقسوة وحشية. وحدث أن أرسل الوالي جنوده فقبضوا على ستة من النساك المتوحدين وألقوهم في السجن، فذهب إليهم الضابط فاروس ليلا وفك قيودهم وقال لهم: اطلبوا من الله عني يا أبائي أن يجعلني شريكا لكم في الاستشهاد، لأني ضابط كبير ولكني أخاف من الاعتراف بالسيد المسيح لشدة التعذيب، فصلوا من أجله. وقاد الجنود النساك الستة إلى الوالي وحاولوا إرغامهم للتبخير الأصنام، لكنهم رفضوا. وهنا اندفع الضابط فاروس يعترف بالسيد المسيح ويدافع عن الناس عن نفساك. فلطفه الوالي ثم أمر بتعذيبه بعذابات شديدة إلى أن تمزق جسده ونال إكليل الشهادة. أما الستة النساك فبعد تعذيبهم كثيرا أمر بقطع رؤوسهم فنالوا إكليل الشهادة. ثم أمر الوالي جنوده أن يحملوا أجساد الشهداء خارج المدينة لتأكلها الوحوش، لكنها لم تقترب إليها. فجاء المؤمنون وحملوا هذه الأجساد إلى الكنيسة وصلوا عليها ودفنوها بإكرام جزيل. بركة صلواتهم فلتكن معنا ولربنا المجد دائما أبديا أمين.
Of Kista City.
O my soul, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the holy apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see what you see and not in them, and to hear which hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes for they see and ear for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospel, to the prayers of your saints. Remember also our Master Rabbin Anas, who remembers in supplications and prayers which you offer upon to Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Ah,
خلافه الانصت لسماع الانجيل المقدس فصل من بشاره الانجيل معلمنا القديس ماري متى الانجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته
open so tiro open oro tirin e so aspire so sepshire me fnot yet on pion of sha ene pi o o fa penoti pe sha ene tenene tiro amin
شجر الحقل وأرض لبنان الذي غرسته الذي يرسل العيون في الأودية وفي وسط الجبال تعبر المياه خلصنا وملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم ذلك اليوم خرج يسوع من البيت وجلس عند البحر فاجتمع إليه جموع كثيرة حتى إنه دخل السفينة وجلس والجمع كله وقف على الشاطئ فكلمهم كثيرا بأمثال قائلا هو ذا الزارع قد خرج ليزرع وفيما هو يزرع سقط بعض على الطريق فجاءت الطيور وأكلته وسقط آخر على الأماكن المحجرة حيث لم تكن له تربة كثيرة فنبت حالا إذ لم يكن له عمق أرض ولكن لما أشرقت الشمس احترق وإذ لم يكن له أصل جفا وسقط آخرون على الشوك فطلع الشوك وخنق وسقط آخر على الأرض الجيدة فأعطى ثمران بعض مئتان وآخر ستين
وآخر 30 من له زنان للسمع فليسمع
Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday in the month of Hatur. And as we listened the last week, it was the same gospel also, but from St. Luke. So we have, like this week and the last week, we repeat the same gospel from St. Luke and from also to St. Matthew for today, Matthew 13. And this is a parable of the sower. The sower went out to sow his seed. وَخَرَجَ الزَّرَعَ لِيَزْرَعَ. So Jesus Christ is trying to explain every time to the people by a parable. When we talk to the people about Christ, we have to know their level, spiritual level. So we have to talk to them with different way. So Jesus Christ, he was talking to the people. And first, he found that the people, they are still young. They are still child in their spiritual life. So he starts to explain to them about Christ, but only with parables. And at these days, in these days, this is very, very famous that the sower go to sow this seed. This is the famous in the time. So he saw a sower in the far, and so he started to explain to them. When he go, in St. Luke, when he go, after that, all the disciples, they ask Jesus Christ, what the mean of this parable? So he started to explain to them the meaning of this parable. The great sower is Jesus Christ. The field is a human soul. And there is a different human souls who receive the seeds of Christ. One of them, the ground alongside the path. The other ground or other soul, stony ground. The third one is patch of thorns. And the last one is a good ground. And I have a question. If Jesus Christ, he is the sower, so why you have to sow your seed on a ground, on other grounds? This is the best ground that you have to find, and you have to put your seed in the best and the great ground. He said, no, I'm sending my word, because the seed is a word of God, I'm sending my word and this seed to everyone over the world. Believers or not believers, Christians or non-Christians, I'm sending my word to everyone over the world. Why? Because he said, I will have all men to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4. He said, I will have all men to be saved. But what does it mean of the word of God? The word of God, it's the messages that God sent it to me every single day. By the end of the gospel, he said, who has ears will hear the word of God. Every one of us has two ears. But the problem, I'm hearing the word of God or not. I'm hearing the voice of God or not. So he said, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. He said, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added to you. He said in John, love one another as I have loved you. So the message from God is very clear. to everyone, I love you. Please follow me. The message from God to everyone over the world only, I love you. Please follow me. I wanted to see you in my kingdom. This is the message of God. And the principle of that, after he finished the Sermon of the Mount on the Mountain, so the message is what like that. Everyone then who hears this word of mine and doth them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods come, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, but I did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. If you wanted to be on the rock, to be like stand fast over the tribulations, over any troubles come from the devil, keep the word of God inside you. So, what is the seed? Today we will listen to something about the seed and what is the lesson that I have to learn it from the seed. The seed is a small package, like a small package, very too small, but contain inside all the characteristics of the plants, covered by only like a cover. So the seed, small seed like that, have everything about the plant. What that mean? When you listen to the word of God, this is God who is talking to you direct. He's not a small part. Okay, this is a part from God. No, it's God. And listen to the word of God from everyone and any time. For example, maybe you can listen to the word of God at your work. Maybe you listen to the word of God someone else, at your house, a church, street, whatever where. So open your eyes and open your mind and open your ears to hear the word of God. So what are the lessons that I have to learn it from the seed? If I put the seed, so it's very important to put the seed in good environment. So there is five basic conditions. I have the seed, the word of God should be present. If I wanted to listen to the word of God, I work with the word of God. Five conditions only: light, water, soil, time, and temperature. Anyone from us, like I remember when I was in my home, in backyard, I wanted to have to planting some new plants. So I put some seeds, and I forgot it. I put some water in the first, so after that I found there is nothing. So I asked someone else, like, why I haven't anything? Like, I put the seeds, and I put some water, and I was waiting. So this guy who was very experienced in how to plant, so he said to me, okay, this is a good soil. You put some fertilizer, for example. You put water every single day. You put a lot, like he said, a lot of things, a lot of conditions. I said to him, no, I forget to put a water every day, and I didn't prepare very good the soil, and I didn't put anything else. And also, he told me, no, you have to prepare very well the environment for the seed, to receive the seed inside this soil, and after that, a while, you will find a plant, a good plant. So five conditions should be existing if I wanted to listen to the word of God. Number one is the light. In Psalm 119, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If I wanted to receive the word of God, I have to live in first in a light. The light, it's very important for any plant because it's transformed to food from the leaves. So transform this light to the food to the plant. What happened? The problem that I can't receive the word of God because I have a sin inside me. Something dark. Something on my heart still dark. I can't live in the light. I can't hear the word of God. I go to the church, but I'm not praying. I'm go to my room, I open the Bible, and I'm reading or I'm praying, but I'm not listening good to the word of God. So as if it's a homework, I finished my homework. Yeah, I the check mark on checklist, I did my my homework. I prayed in the morning. So we can ask anyone, you pray? Yeah, I pray our Father and I go, it's good if I'm praying. Or read the Bible? Yes. You come to the church? Yeah, 100%. I'm good. Like I'm every week, I'm here at church on Sunday. What you learned? What you gain from the church and from the Word of God? I'm not sure. I can't feel anything. This is a common word. I can't feel. I can't feel the Word of God. I can't feel that God is present here. And why? There is an obstacle, there is a darkness area in my heart, still inside I have, inside my heart, some sins. Or maybe I'm very busy, and also this one, and in these days, I'm busy, it's also another sin that I have no time to talk to God. So first of all, if I wanted to find the light, I have to go to my father of confession and said, okay, this is my issues. I wanted to clean everything from the darkness and I want to go to the lightness. I have some issue in my life. I can't receive the word of God because there is no light in my life. For example, I remember that I think that there is many of the plant should be on the light. Like, direct to the light. Exactly my heart, if it is not direct to the light of God, I can't receive the word of God. So first of all, to find the light, I have to work with my father of confession to remove all the sins that I have. Number two is the water. The water is a symbol in all the Bible. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Once I remove everything from my heart, clean my heart. When you go to your father of confession and like clean everything and with a pure heart you repent. So my heart is ready now for the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will work inside my heart easily. He finds somewhere it's space. A good space to work inside my heart and talk to me. In these days, we have a problem that we are not listening to the Holy Spirit. It's only my heart and my brain is always working and busy with everything outside. That's why once I go to my room and I still have many thoughts about anything other in my life, I can't pray. So first of all, if I wanted to work and listen to the Holy Spirit is working with me, so I have to find a time and start my prayer, for example, by listening some hymns, songs, and be quiet and calm for 5 to 7 minutes. And after that, go to pray. I can't come, for example, like as a parent, and now I'm going now to pray. I can't do that. I can't crying and screaming to my kids. And after that, for example, go to, okay, guys, let's pray now. What is a prayer now? I'm not ready yet to pray. So my brain, I have to prepare my brain and my mind to go to pray. Now, if I do first one, the light, I clean my heart, so also I have to prepare myself for receiving the Holy Spirit inside me, and the Holy Spirit will work with me. By clean also, or start, we can say prepare a time for prayer. For example, when we are coming to the church, what we are doing? Okay, as a parent or anyone, we have to prepare them very well. So in the morning, which the Jews will come in on Sunday morning, we are screaming all together, Yalla, we have to go now, we are late. Isha, no, I can't. I'm very lazy. I wanted to stay at home. No, let's go. And every time like that. So we spend half an hour to prepare ourselves and our kids too. And sometimes we are lazy also too. We are not talking to about only the kids. So after a while, when we are going to the church, we have no peace inside my heart, our heart, because there's nothing. In the morning, we are like screaming everyone. So while we are coming to the church, we are driving for 10 minutes, pray. When you are coming to the church in the morning, in 10 minutes driving, pray with the kids. Or pray and sing a song or a hymn. So we are preparing ourselves to receive the Holy Spirit inside me. I'm receiving the Holy Spirit inside me by preparing myself. That's why we have in the morning, we have to pray like this is our church. We have to rip the prime hour, all the psalms, and also the doxology of the morning doxology. That's why we come here sometimes early a little bit to pray together the morning doxology. It's a preparation to receive the Holy Spirit. So number one, I have to prepare myself. I have to go to my Father of Confession to clean my sin and to repent. So I'm preparing myself. So I'm now cleaning the darkness and going to the light. Number two is a water, which is very important to clean myself, to prepare myself every time to receive the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can work inside me after repentance. Number three is the soil. The soil, it's very important, as in the parable of the house built on the sand. The problem, I have to choose between the soil, between the sand or a rock. So I have my heart sometimes it's like a rock. I can't listen to the word of God. I can't listen to the word of God. Or maybe because I'm not practicing. What is the meaning of practicing? So I have to prepare also after preparation, the Holy Spirit now it will work. So for example, I prepare myself and I sing a song and then a hymn and prepare myself for the Holy Spirit. So after only 5 minutes, okay, I read like a small paragraph from the Bible and خلاص كفاية كده, it's enough, خلاص, خلصت. Hey, wait, you have to read more. You have to pray a little bit more. Give yourself time to read. The soil and the word of God will work in this soil because I prepare also my heart. I go and pray to pray that God give me a heart, a good heart to listen to the word of God. The soil, its name in Ephesians 2:19-20. Now therefore you are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So, what is the soil? To prepare yourself for a good soil, to receive the good word, I have to read more in the Bible. I have to give time for prayer a little bit. I have also to read about, for example, I have to read about the story of the saints. For example, like tomorrow, we will celebrate the feast of Saint Mina. So if I'm reading what Saint Mina did, or I'm listening to some sermons, or I'm listening to the story of some saints, or the martyrs, my heart, it will be like a good soil to receive. Reading the Bible only is different. One of our youth, like, he was talking about something very important. I like it last Friday. He said, I started to read the Bible. And many of, like, the majority of the Bible, I didn't understand. But you can imagine, you will be surprised that the Word of God changed me totally. So I asked him, the Word of God that you read it, how changed you? Like, how the Word of God, if you are not understanding the meanings of the words, so how the Word of God changed you? He told me, I don't know. And he starts by Genesis, and he go over the Bible. And the Word of God changed him. The Word of God, this is the soil that now change. We don't know. This is the grace of God. This is the blessing when we are reading the Word of God. I remember I was like in a mission before, from 10 years ago, and I went to a country. So I have my Bible in my luggage. So I went to a place and I opened the Bible. I told them, like, let's read the Bible. Suddenly, one of the like parents, he said to me, can we wait for 2 minutes, please? I'm for sure. So suddenly, it was in Africa. So suddenly, I found more than 20 families came to this home to listen to the Word of God. He only went outside and he said, hey, there is one of the servants, he will open the Bible and read. And suddenly, in 5 minutes, I found more than 20 or 25 families come to the one home only and stay. And I was surprised. 20, 25 families only to listen to the Word of God. I was like, oh my God, this is only what happened for only I wanted to open the Bible. And for us, it's guaranteed in our phone. Wow. That's why this is when we have something guaranteed that we have, guaranteed, like we have in like easy. But we don't know how it's a precious. And it's like a treasure in our hand. Reading the Bible changed the heart. And preparing the good soil for the seed. Number four, time. So we cannot be hurried. We have to be patient. If you started to read the Bible and you feel still, Abuna said this sermon, once you read the Bible, your heart will change. For I stay for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and after that, what happened? My heart is still like a rock. I can't feel the Word of God. Wait. This is my problem when I was put a seed in my backyard and I wanted to have a plant. So after like a 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I said like, hey, I didn't see anything. So the man who has experience said, wait. And you have to put every time a water. He said to me, take care about that. So I said, okay, so I have to wait, I have to be patient. I have to pray every day. One of the fathers said, if you wanted to build your habit, like in prayer, for example, any habit, it's a philosophic. If you wanted to build your habit, so you have to repeat it 21 days. If you wanted to have a habit in your life, repeat it for 21 days. But don't fail in 1 day. You will find after 21 days, you will find yourself have this habit. If you pray every single day in the morning, for example, or reading the Bible for 21 days, you will build your habit and you can't go back. For example, I have to do it. You will find yourself that automatically you are doing that. So I have to give myself time. I have to give myself long time a little bit to change my life, to let the Word work inside my heart. And the last point, so I repeat it again. So first of all, there's I have a water, the light. The first of all, I have a light. I have to go to my Father of Confession, repent, and confess about everything to go from the darkness to the lightness. Number two, with the water, I have to prepare my heart to listen to the Word of God. by preparing, for, say, for example, hymns or starting by prayer, small prayer, in order to prepare my heart for to receive that the soil. I have also to clean my heart a little bit by asking God that, and also reading more and more and more the Word of God. Give myself a time also to receive a result, a good result. The last one is a temperature. In Revelation book 3:15-16, Christ warned his people. He said, "I know your works, that you are neither cold or hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because you are like warm and neither cold or hot, I will spew you out of my mouth." The problem is not cold and not hot. The temperature for any plant is very important. I can't mix between, for example, like hot and cold. One day I'm hot, one day I'm cold. No. I have to be sure that this is my life in front of my eye, the kingdom of God. I can't say I'm come to the church and I'm praying. And, for example, I go to, sometimes I open the Bible and read. And outside, I'm doing something different. No. Who is follower of Christ? He is 100% Christ. He is Christ. He created me on his image. So every time you do something, ask yourself, if Christ is here, he would do that or not? If I'm going anywhere, I'm asking myself, if Jesus Christ is here, he will do that or not? Don't be warm. Don't be cold. Be every time hot in your spiritual life. And ask God in your prayer to give you this spirit to be always hot. So, in St. Theophan the Reckless said, if you wanted to attain salvation, learn and keep in your heart all that the Holy Church teaches, and receiving heavenly power from the mysteries of the Church, walk the path of Christ's commandments under the direction of lawful pastor, and you will undoubtedly attain the heavenly kingdom and be saved. All of this is naturally necessary in the matter of salvation. Necessary in it entirely and for all. However, reject or neglect any part of it has no salvation. St. Theophan the Reckless. I read it slowly because it's very important. So, five conditions should be existing for any seed, for the Word of God work inside me. Water, light, water, soil, time, temperature. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Lady of us all, the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins.
Jephes Marot and Jephiot, Nemeb Shirin, Embeb Nemma, Ethoeb, Tetereya Sejikevot, and Oshtemos.
Seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory. shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, whose the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Επί προσευχή στο σίτι.
Εις μου ειρήνη πόγωση. Destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God. In the highest, be peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Clean us from blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, all remembrance of evil and death. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Your heart. We have the
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, meet and right, truly indeed it meet and right. O you who are Master, Lord God of truth, being for before the generating forever, who dwell in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, and dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us ascend.
Lord of hosts,
مبعوث قدوس بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم عندما خالفنا وصيتك بغواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وضلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذر القديسة مريم salvation. He granted us the Spirit through Monite, through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own one in the world. And gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we're bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كان حوي أعمالك
برحمتك يا رب وليس كخطايا
خريم بينشتي مستيريون انتي Et ev sevis, ev teşgar et ev fi ev umo, ha ev anchem pikomus. Avicin oik ejenev yigis oem enant ancheni ovo enant sulim ovo gemekeri on ovo gen reftan khum Tem shoyet feharot fientefuf in yotefnuti awaf niven te on niven etaf shepegmon afes moeruf af erogezine Tenufen agius matitis, owen apostolos et owen evego emus. Tek, eat of it, all of you, for this is my body which shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
I read you on picky a foot, men and sapidip non. Aftot fe'evolchen o erpenem umo'u et avshepegmon. Af esmoeru. Af erageyazinem of. Tanufen magitin agius matidis, oin apostolos et oeb, evego emus. Tek, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many. To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me. Tetnaum evolchem pai oikfoi oen tetenso evolchem pai afotfoi eneten hoen shempamu eneten er omologin entanasasi Arantanirim Pamavi Shanti فيما نحن أيضا نصنع ذكرى الأعمال المقدسة قيامة من الأموات والصعود إلى السماوات وجلوس عن يمينك أيها الآب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
يسجد لله بخوف ورعدة
نسبحك نباركك نشكرك يا رب ونسجد
Amen. In te ti dia si ki in veri ento.
Epalente na ati amen.
Giving for the remission of sins and the turn on life to those who partake of him.
Through our master to partake of your oil into perfection of our souls, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, and may have a shared and inheritance with all the saints who have blessed in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord, have mercy.
things which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba and Beethoven Drus II, and his part in the liturgy of our Father, the Bishop Mbabulus. And those who are to define the word of choice with him, God, them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higamens, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية طهارت كل شعبك المؤمن. اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما
ارحمنا يا الله الأب
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place which is yours, and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell in God's faith, gracious accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its fruit be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life. Manage our life as deemed fit. Plant the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. لأن أعين الكل تترجاك لأنك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعامهم في كل حين حسن. اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطيا طعاما لكل ذي جسد. املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن أيضا إذ يكون لنا الكفاف في كل شيء كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح. Remember all those who have brought on this gift, those on whom the end be brought, and those by whom the end be brought. Give them all the heavenly rewards.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord,
O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son will share commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our only Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Rajah consummated in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory and virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God the Lord. And Saint John of Arc, up to the martyr, the saint, the deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, the martyr, the evangelist, the apostle, and martyr, the patriarch, and savior of the church, discourse, and as the apostle, and pure martyr, and high priest,
Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sodicius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, the Gregory the Zolotian, the Gregory the Wonder Worker, the Gregory the Armenian, the 318 in the Sibylline and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antoni, the righteous Father Abba Paul, the recent Abba Makari, and all the children, the cross-bearers. Our Father Abba John Degamin, our righteous Father Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. Our righteous Father, Papa Abba Kirolo the Sixth, and Archdeacon Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Ne tush martu en neran tenen yot yesu ben patriarchis eta ben kot epshoy smaym tonon no enno epsiketiru owo en tepken enno bi nan ebu.
هؤلاء كل عهد يا رب الذين ذكرنا اسمهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في كل عهد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين ركضوا وتناهوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب واذكر أنفس عبيدك رجائي فامي داود كامل تامر كميل تامر رفع ناجي مصري باجي عبد الملك ثرايا صمويل عطا الله فلينا المسيح أبريال عبد المسيح أبريال منيرة فتح الله بشارة فكا صمويل بغيت ناجي مصري تفضل يا رب أنفسهم أجمعين في أحضان أبانا القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضر على ماء الراحة في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسين taken a pause in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place, and we too are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end.
To all the angels.
shoot on the way into your kingdom. That as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything. Honor and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Reni Pasi.
دان فلنشكر الله دابت الكل يا ربنا إلينا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا لنلين نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. هو أيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وإصعاد أسرار الإلهية غير الميتة. Christos in Jepipandogantur Shoisipanduti
Dominomine brose vexos te
القدوس المحتجب في مجده المقتدر في كافة أفعاله العزيز في عزه الجزيل الصلاح العالم بكل شيء الحاضر في كل مكان المنزه عن التغيير الفريد وحده الغني بذاته القدوس القدير الممجد في جميع الملائكة القديسين يا من بآلامك المحيية جددت جبلتنا الميتة التي ماتت بسبب الخطية لا تطرحنا عنك يا إلهنا يا من بصليبك الغالب قتلت الموت الذي كان سائدا علينا بحنوك اشفق علينا واحفظنا تحت جناحيك يا من سمرت بالمسامير في جسدك الطاهر كالمذنبين حبا بنا نحن الخطاة بقوتك يا رب مزق مصائد أعداءنا يا من طعمت بالحربة في جنبك الأقدس بعز سلطانك أثقب كل شباك المكونين لنا بموتك المحيي أمت الموت قاتلنا فلا تجعل له سلطانا علينا سيدنا يا من بدفنك في القبر دفنت ثمنا اجعلنا يا الله ألا نجددها مرة ثانية يا من بقيامتك المقدسة حطمت مملكة إبليس أقمنا يا رب من سقطات الخطية يا من بصعودك المعظم أرسلت الروح القدس على تلاميذك القديسين الآن يا ملكنا ارسله علينا لكي يطهرنا من جميع خطايانا Grant us your holy body and precious blood so that we may receive them every day. May you make them an enlightenment for our bodies, healing to our sickness, purity for the our transgressions, and cleansing from our defilement. Grant us that we may divide your holy sacraments without fear, or blame, or failing into eternal judgment. May they become a sanctification to our souls and bodies, education for our minds and hearts, and purity for our thoughts, a strong wall against our enemies, a fortified tower before the adversary, and a pledge of the life of the new world and the kingdom of your glory to come, so that you may purify us in your awesome day of judgment. For we are coming to your presence, witnessing your lordship, confessing before the tabernacle of your sanctuary that this is your true blood which purifies the whole world. اشربوا من جنب الحمل لتروى نفوسكم اقتربوا إليه لتمحى خطاياكم تقدموا نحوه لتطهروا من آثامكم هذا هو بالحقيقة الموضوع أمامنا فلا شك ولا ريب فيه إن هذا هو جسد وهذا هو دم إيمانوئيل إلهنا الكائن معنا على هذه المائدة نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر اقبل صلواتنا نحن المرئيين عبيدك مع غير المرئيين واحسبنا مع الطقوس السمائية لكي نصرخ باستجابة الغلبة بأصوات لا تسكت وأفواج لا تصمت رافعين إليك أيها الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات قلوبنا نحن نقول أبانا الذي في السماوات
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. the bush and the hands of the earth. Give us this day our daily bread.
Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I believe and confess to the Lord, and this is what I have given body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with His divinity, without wrinkling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed that good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy road of the cross of His own will for us all. بالحقيقة يؤمن إن لاهوته لم يفارق ناسوته لحظة واحدة ولا طرفة عين يعطى عنا خلاصا وغفرانا للخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول قال منه أؤمن 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 نادى وبالحقيقة أمين
أمين أمين أمين I believe I believe I believe that is when truth Amen Pray for us and for all Christians who said to serve to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord, the peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you, saying Alleluia. صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من هذه الأسرار المقدسة الطاهرة السمعية يا رب ورحام
Amen.
يا ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة بهذه تسبح اليوم إلى العلو، اذكرنا أمام الله الحالي أغفر لنا خطايانا. المجد لله في الأعالي على الأرض السلام الناس المسرة أمين. الليل في خريستوس في النوتي ورندتي إليني مونان تليني سمنينان تكريني كنتو من نيفول جيت وقتتي قوم نبيون باسم نبي أماه شائني أمين because worthy to pray to you thank for our father who art in heaven.
For the announcement for 1 minute only. So tonight we have at 7 p.m. we have the Vesper of St. Mina. The Vesper of St. Mina, the Feast of St. Mina is tomorrow. So we will pray the Vesper. We will do the aroma of Philorelax. And also tomorrow morning, 8:30 to 10:30, the liturgy for St. Mina.